Welcome to HOWC Podcast. Thank you for joining us today. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at heartofworshipchurch.com.
Will the unicorn be willing to serve thee, or abide in thy stable? Canst thou bend the unicorn with his band in the furrow, or will he harrow the valleys after thee? Will thou trust him because his strength is great, or wilt thou leave thy labor to him? Job chapter 39, verse 9 through 11. Wait, what? Does the Bible really talk about unicorns? Well, yes, actually it does, in several different places, in fact. But let me clear this up. The word unicorn was an old Latin word for a one-horned rhinoceros, Rhinoceros unicornis, to be exact. So while it was very strong, it was not very pretty or majestic. However, once you know that this passage is actually talking about a rhinoceros, it makes a lot more sense. God was telling Job that even if he doesn't understand God's methods, that God does have reasons for his actions, choices, and decisions. He gives this truth to Job in the form of a question, asking Job if he would use a rhinoceros to plow his field just because it's strong. God is trying to show Job that he is more interested in someone's trustworthiness than in their strength, skill, or accomplishments. The passage is actually saying that it doesn't matter how strong a rhinoceros is, you can't use him to plow your field, because you can't trust him. He won't work with you. We might be very strong, smart, skilled, or talented, but if God can't trust us, then he can't work with us. We will mess his harvest field up. A weaker vessel is more suited if it is more submitted. In essence, that's what faith is. It is trust. Faithfulness, an attribute of God and a fruit of his Spirit, is defined, by definition, as trustworthiness. In Matthew chapter 24, verse 45, we read this, "Who then is a faithful or a trustworthy and wise servant, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household, to give him meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find him doing what he was told. Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all of his goods." You see, what God was trying to get through to Job in this passage, and all of us through it, is that he is not looking for the strongest, the wisest, the most skilled, or the most talented. He isn't looking for the one with the most ambition or the greatest vision. He is looking and testing to find the ones that are the most trustworthy, the most submitted, the ones who will trust him, who will put their faith in him, who will follow his leading and his instructions, even when it doesn't make sense. When it's not what he did the last time, when it's not what seems right in our own sight, when it goes against our pride. A little donkey can do more work in the field than a rhinoceros, not because it is stronger or better suited, but because it is more submitted. So pass the test, put on the harness, and remember that harvest comes more from surrender than from your talents, skills, or ambitions. The master knows what he is doing, and the vessel that trusts him more than their own strength, plans, or vain imaginations is the one that will be used. Matthew 25, verse 23 says this, "The Lord shall say unto him, Well done, my good and faithful," or trustworthy, "servant. Thou hast been trustworthy over a few things. Therefore will I make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Help us, Lord, to be faithful, to be trustworthy. Help us to lay down our labors, plans, and ambitions that cause us to run in the wrong direction, that keep you from being able to trust us with the more important mission. Help us to seek you, wait till we get instruction, and obey it to the fullest. Even if it doesn't make sense, as was the case for Job, he didn't understand why he went through what he did. But in the end, he has touched more souls than he could ever imagine. His message has transcended whole dispensations of earth history. God, we can't begin to comprehend what you are doing or what your plan for us might be. And I think many of us miss the greater things that the kingdom had intended for us to be a part of, running from the purpose and plans and positionings that God has for us in order to fulfill our own ambitions because it seemed so right in the moment, but in actuality was so limited and small-minded. The word says that we cannot comprehend, it has not even entered into the hearts of man to understand the things that God has in store for those who love him. So Lord, we surrender our will, our thoughts, our plans, and our ambitions. We say, here we are, Lord, your humble and submitted vessels. Use us, position us, do as you will with us. We're just going to worship and praise you and obey you to the best of our ability. And we pray today, Lord, that if in any way we get off track, that you would take control of the helm of our ship and steer us back. Because our desire is to stay on the straight and narrow path. So let your will be done in our life, just as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. This program was brought to you by HOWC Media Ministries. For more messages like this or information about our ministry, please visit us online at heartofworshipchurch.com.